The government has appealed to striking junior doctors at Komfa Nochi Teaching Hospital to call off their strike and resume work whilst their concerns are being addressed. The sector minister, Alban Bapning, who made the appeal through Radio Ghana, said government appreciates their concerns and is tackling them. Mr. Bagbing explained some of the steps already taken.
My brother, they are already on strike. I got the information last night that 50 junior doctors working in the Komfa Nochi Teaching Hospital have laid down their tools, and they are saying they've done that because of the trying working conditions in the hospital. What I can say now is that it's important for us all not to try by our actions and inaction to worsen the situation that we have. The Komfa Nochi Teaching Hospital, as you all recall, is constrained by a number of things. The first is the age of the hospital. The hospital was built as far back as 1955, and some of those structures are still the main infrastructure facilities in the hospital, even though a number of other facilities have been added and some new equipment have been supplied there. Because of the type of architecture and the materials that were used, it's not easy modernizing them to see today's realities. And so we have that constraint. Two, we also have the constraint of the utilities that are connected to the hospital. The water system, which is provided by Ghana Water Company, the energy system, which is provided by ECG, are all challenges facing the hospital. And so as much as management and government is doing everything to upgrade those facilities, some challenges are still remaining to be surmounted. Three, the position of the hospital. The hospital is a teaching hospital, and therefore it handles referral issues. And it is serving the middle and the northern belt of the country. And so the pressure on the facilities there are overwhelming. You have a lot of referrals from the north, you have referrals from the middle belt. Apart from that, the hospital is also handling primary cases. It's not only tertiary, that is referral cases. And so there's a lot of pressure on the facilities in the hospital. The fourth constraining is the number of personnel, particularly doctors and nurses working in the hospital. The number has to be increased. But as you know, we train people. A lot of them go out looking for greener pastures. So the few patriotic ones that are left at home and servicing the nation are met with Herculean tax. So I appreciate, understand the situation at Komfa Nochi Teaching Hospital. In fact, I personally visited the hospital. I toured almost all the facilities. I discussed these challenges with them, and I told them the measures that government is putting in place to be able to reduce the pressure on them. And one, we have been able to supply Komfa Nochi Teaching Hospital with two standby generators, having a total of 1,000 kVA. And this is to assist and upgrade the energy or power supply to the hospital. Two, we have supplied equipment. Some are now even being installed, like imaging, MRI, CT scan, ultrasound. They are all now being installed at the hospital. The existing ones are being repaired because a maintenance agreement with the company that supplied the equipment is a German company. And even as I speak to you now, they are at the hospital with new parts, replacing some of the broken down equipment and maintaining the existing one. In addition to the new ones we have now installed at the hospital. The other thing we have done at the hospital in order to alleviate the water shortages there, four boreholes have been mechanized purposely for the teaching hospital. And so that has reduced the water stress in the hospital. Apart from this, we have also supported management to improve the working conditions of the staff. In fact, I personally stressed this when I met them, that it is important to not only motivate, but we also incentivize the doctors, the nurses, and the other staff working in the hospital. Because we appreciate and we respect whatever they do. I had this workers' deba even in the hospital. I met management in the hospital. I met the board in the hospital. And so we have done a lot. But after all this, the hospital applied for a bailout. They said they have incurred a debt and they were having difficulties in purchasing essential drugs. The letter came to me and I processed the letter requesting for 1 million Ghana cedis to be released to the Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital. This I have made known to the chief executive officer and management. Apart from this, we received a letter on last week Thursday from the junior doctors raising the similar issues about the energy, about the water, about the lack of tools, and giving the ministry 7 days in which to put these things right or they will advise themselves. I spoke to the chief executive officer, reminding him of the steps I've already taken and the fact that we are still listening to what they are doing, and we will expedite action to make sure that some of the logistical needs that they raised, some of the medical supplies that they want.
Mr. Bagman said he's already ordered 1 million Ghana cedis to be released to management to purchase some of the drugs they need to work with, but emphasized that due process must be followed.
There's a process. You cannot use 7 days to be able to purchase and supply drugs. It is not possible. And so I can only appeal to our brothers and sisters in the Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital to at least listen to the cries of Ghanaians, because their profession is to save lives. Their profession is not to rather remove life.
Honorable Bagbin, yes. With all what you have done, don't you read political meaning into this?
Well, my brother, for me, it would be sad for anybody to play politics with the life of Ghanaians. It would really be sad. And I don't want to think that our brothers and sisters in this very honorable and respectable profession will do that. And so in the meantime, I just want to urge them and plead with them to go back to work, because their concerns are comprehensively being addressed. I have spoken to the chief executive last night and have directed him to take a few measures, and he promised to start doing that from today.
Minister of Health Alban Bagbin's appealing to striking junior doctors at Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital to resume work. The board and management of Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital has reacted to concerns raised by junior doctors that led to the withdrawal of their services.
Junior doctors at the Komfo Anokye Teaching Hospital this morning.
Gentlemen of the press, these are some of the issues or the issues that were brought to our attention. And so far, these are the measures that management and the board has put in place to resolve those issues. And as I said, you could see that if they give us 7 days, would that enough say that at least, well, there may be concerns here and there, but you know, Rome was not built in a day. We are not yet sleeping. There's also this concern that, well, they sent a petition to us and management did not even bother to lead us. From what I have said, I think you can bear me out that financial management has done enough as compared to other areas. Unfortunately, we are aware of the fact that in some other institutions, government is able to go in immediately to assist. We don't have that privilege here. But as much as possible, we try to do our best. We use our IDF to do all those things. The issue of congestion also came up. Ladies and gentlemen of the press, congestion, congestion, congestion. What do we do? Komfo Anokye, you all know that Komfo Anokye is the main hospital in the Ashanti region. 7, 8 out of the 10 regions in Ghana. You all know what happens in the other peripheral clinics around Kumasi. Everything comes to Komfo Anokye. And what management is saying is that in other areas, whereas when there's shortage of water, shortage of drugs, there's no bed, all that the hospital can say is that we close down the unit immediately. But then it's because the patients have alternatives. If you go to Accra, if Kolebu decides to close down maternity blocks, you can go to 37, you can go to Reach, you can go to police hospital, you can go to La, you can go to Mapobi. Here we don't have that. And the decision is that anybody coming, whatever happens, let's try as much as possible to assist. Because if you ask the person to go away, the question you have to ask yourself is, where do you want him to go? Do you want him to go and die? Do you know who is going to be the next? It could be you, it could be me, it could be our relatives.
Board Chairman of Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital, a senior doctor at the hospital, Philip Anderson, spoke to Radio Ghana.
Junior doctors at the Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital this morning announced that they've withdrawn their services for one or two reasons. We've come to the hospital to find out the reason why, even though they've made some of the reasons very clear that the hospital has no regular supply of water, electricity, and some more functioning laboratories. We cannot just meet only the junior doctors alone without talking to the other senior officers too. Well, they are working with the same facilities. So I would meet Dr. Anderson, who is working, and I'm in his consulting room. We'll talk to us briefly.
The hospital is going through some challenges. We are all feeling the pinch because, for instance, the labs are short of reagents, as they have communicated to us. And so they are not running some labs for us at the moment. Our power supply is not reliable, same as water. And it makes all the work difficult. And also our patients would go to the dispensary and they would tell us that they ran short of some drugs for some time now. And the patients would then have to go out and search for the drugs, which sometimes delay treatment. It's been a problem for some time. And unfortunately, the junior doctors decided to embark on a strike action on that. Since I'm not a junior doctor, I have to come to work. So I'm working. But we hope the problems will be resolved soon.
How are you coping with it briefly? How are you coping with the situation, even though it's a serious challenge?
I'm coping because I have to work. it's serious, but I have to work. And so for those that can be done outside, the labs that can be done outside, though uncomfortable for the patients, and a delay for the doctor, we have to make do with that. You have to do them from outside. For the drugs, we still have to give them prescriptions, either from our end or from the pharmacy, for them to pick those drugs from outside. And it delays the work. It makes it expensive for the patient and uncomfortable for the patient.
Very uncomfortable indeed. But the answer will rest with management to ensure efficient delivery of service. This is Dr. Philip Anderson.
We now go over to Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsweje. Thomas, what's the impact of the strike?
In fact, we've heard it all. I'm so glad that this time around we've heard it from the chief executive himself and one of the senior doctors. Even though we are aware of these problems, it has been on for a number of months now. When we attended the press conference, the media personnel wanted to know how quickly and how feasible these problems are going to be addressed, because the junior doctors have given ultimatum. I think they gave 7 days for all these challenges to be addressed. But the chief executive and then the board chairman, Dr. Louis Dubolt, they were emphatic that steps are being taken. Government, you see some of the tanks that have been installed. Some of the generators that have also been installed, even though they are not enough, they said that is what they can do for now, and that they are dealing with the junior doctors to see with them, because the challenges are such that they cannot be addressed in a week as they've given the ultimatum. So we have also seen the issues on the ground, but we are media person. We are putting the problems across, and as you, our management will seek to address them. It is over to them to act.
Thomas, you rightly said that some of the issues are being addressed. Now, do you think the little that has been done will improve the situation, so to speak?
In fact, looking at the nature of Komfuanochi Teaching Hospital, it has about 10 units. One unit represents a district hospital, so you could see the enormity of the problem. We go around, we see some of the water tanks that they put there to store water, and ask whether they are sufficient enough to meet the problem. That one is the hospital that can tell. And as to the drugs, the chief executive made it clear that they are owing so much from their suppliers so that it is also a problem to have access to all the drugs they may need. Then power. In fact, they told us that steps are being taken. So it is only the hospital that can tell whether the measures are enough to address the problem. So from our point of view, what we have seen on the ground is an indicative that steps are being taken to address them.
What about the junior doctors, their response so far?
Madam, unfortunately, right now I'm at the hospital. I've gone to some of the wards. They are even refusing to talk to me. Even though they've raised a concern, I have a copy of their concerns with me. I want them to re-emphasize them for the public to know. But they are refusing to talk to me either on camera or on radio. So even one is standing right in front of me, but he said he will not talk.
All right. Thank you very much, Thomas.
Thank you very much.
You heard Ashanti Regional Correspondent Thomas Nsueje.